Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Adam Purcell, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. We certainly hope that you are having a fantastic week. This past Sunday, we continued our series in Hebrews chapter 11, and beginning in verse 8, the text says, "By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going." And then it continues talking about these things that Abraham did by faith. But I was just struck by the reminder this week as I studied the text that Abraham, he went by faith. And so how I'll say that is by faith, we go. And then that reminds me that just like God called Abraham to go, Jesus has commanded all of us who follow him, all of us who profess faith in his name to go. He says in Matthew chapter 28, at the end of the Gospel of Matthew, he says, "All authority has been given to me, authority in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey or observe everything that I have commanded." If Christ has made you new, then Christ has made you a missionary. We are missionaries. And as missionaries, we do whatever it takes to reach the one. Now, sometimes when we go, really all we're doing, so to speak, is going across the street to invest time in our neighbors, or maybe going across the hallway in our office space to a different cubicle. But the idea is that we each would choose someone or a limited number of someones, like, you know, who's your one? And we're not going to be content to shrug our shoulders at the reality that they may not know Jesus, but we remember that we are missionaries and we go because Christ has sent us, and we do whatever it takes to reach the one. And so I want to encourage you today as you listen to this to really pray about, you know, who is your one? And what can you do this week to pray for them, and also to find a way to schedule a time to sit down with them, or maybe just have a conversation with them where you're looking to point their attention to Christ. And the other thing that I want to mention to you today is some of us are called to go a little bit further than across the hallway at work or across the street in our neighborhood. Some of us are called to go. I mean, like, go across an ocean, go across a culture, go to a place where they don't dress like we dress, and to a place where they don't speak the language that we speak. Because when you read the scriptures, you see that God loves the world. He is sovereign and in charge over the entire universe and includes the entire earth. Jesus said in Matthew 28, all authority has been given to him, authority in heaven and on earth. When you look in Revelation, you see that every tribe and every tongue will be gathered around the throne worshiping God. And it's this beautiful picture of what is to come. But we live in the meantime where God calls us to go by faith, and we share the gospel. And so I want to encourage you today to just ask God what is really kind of a dangerous question. And the question is, God, where do you want me to go? And listen to what the Lord says. And again, the answer might be across the street, across the hallway. But I want you to be open to the possibility that God might say across the ocean. And you're going to begin to take steps to learn new languages and learn new culture and be trained as a cross-cultural missionary. But whether you realize it or not, as Christ has made us new, he has also made us missionaries. We are missionaries, whether we realize it or not. And just like Abraham, by faith, we can go. And so let's pray and ask the Lord to give us wisdom as we choose our one and engage our one in inviting them to church or sharing the gospel with them. And also ask the Lord to give us wisdom as we ask him where he is calling us to plant our lives for the glory of his name. Father in heaven, we just praise and thank you that you love the world so much that you sent your son Jesus to pay the penalty for our sin, so that anyone who trusts him can be made new. Father, we can receive salvation and eternal life. And Father, our desire is that everyone would hear the gospel and respond and trust to your son Jesus. And Father, your method for accomplishing that is your church. God, you've told us to go. And so, Father, please give us courage and wisdom. Help us to go. Help us to do whatever it takes to reach the one, whether that means going across a hallway or a street, or literally going across an ocean. Father, give us wisdom. Give us strength. Help us to be who you're calling us to be. We love you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we want to give you a few moments now to pray on your own as well, and certainly hope and pray that you're having a great week. God bless. Well, thanks again for listening to the LifePoint Drivecast. We hope that you have an awesome day. God bless.